Welcome back to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. It's another week, so we have a brand new show for you. Thank you for tuning in. As always, I am your host, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Sitting directly across from me this week is our co-host by the name of Andrew. Andrew, how you doing this week?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good?
Just good. Andrew
is anxiously awaiting the results of the poll question that we've had out there. And I was going to make him wait for it, but we'll just jump into it because this show is going to be literally flying by the seat of our pants, and I'll tell you why in just a couple minutes here. But 2 weeks ago, I put a poll question on there. Andrew just threw a curveball at me in the middle of a show and started calling himself the Cosmic Dreamer. So I put it to my listeners. Should Andrew keep the name the Cosmic Dreamer? Or was it the most lame thing that you guys have ever heard? You guys failed me.
Yes!
Overwhelming support for the name the Cosmic Dreamer. So now I am forced to call this guy my co-host, the Cosmic Dreamer. Congratulations, Cosmic Dreamer. You are now officially my co-host.
I wasn't your co-host. I wasn't officially
your
co-host.
You were Andrew, my co-host. Now I've got an alter ego like George the Animal Steel or whatever, Andre the Giant.
Okay. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. So you are now listening to The Paranormal Patriot with your host, Tom Velasquez, and...
The Cosmic Dreamer.
The Cosmic Dreamer. That's done. That's over with. I've ate my crow. Didn't like it.
Oh, it's not over with.
So we'll move on to the last question that I had for you listeners last week. And it was basically regarding the influx of the caravan of illegal immigrants heading towards the United States. The organization that was basically providing resources for this convoy had been quoted as saying it is the United States of America's obligation that we accept these illegal aliens. And I put it to a vote. And in my opinion, the results of this poll, it tells me a lot about the makeup of my audience. Now, I am a very conservative person, so I would expect that my audience is very conservative also. And the poll request or poll results, they showed that. I have a pretty good idea of the makeup of my audience. I'm assuming I'm about 85% very conservative. I do know I have some liberal listeners because they send me hate mail all the time, but I do have some listeners that are liberal that listen for the paranormal aspects of the show. In that poll question, the results of it showed exactly what I was expecting. Between Facebook, Minds, and my email, 83% of the people that answered said, no, we do not have an obligation to take these people in. You can come in, but do it legally. 17% said, yes, we are obligated, being that we are the United States of America, we are obligated to take these people in. And this is roughly the percentage of people who support my views, as opposed to those who can't stand me, but continue to listen for the paranormal aspects of the show. So, thank you for answering. I received more poll results via email. And I have a question for all my listeners. I need you guys to answer. Send me an email, send me a message at the Paranormal Patriot, or just message me on Facebook. But again, it seems that I received a lot of responses via email, and a lot of these people said, Tom, you keep talking about polls. I don't see what you're talking about. So I'm wondering, and I'm starting to believe, that Facebook may be restricting the amount of people that see my posts. There are times that when I post the show on Facebook, I'll have over 1,000 people view that. And then the next week when I post it, I have 100 people view it. I don't change anything. I'm just wondering if they're restricting the amount of content that my followers are seeing. So let me know if you are seeing the poll question or not. That's why, and if I haven't done it, I'll do it from this point forth. I will give you the poll question at the end of the show. So for those of you who do not see it on Minds or on Facebook, can always answer it via my email. So let me know if you are seeing all my posts. As I say, I'm wondering at this point if people are actually not able to see it because it's being restricted by Facebook. That's just my theory. Whether or not it's true, I don't know, but something is definitely going up with the amount of people that are seeing and not seeing my posts. But let's move on with the show. Now, as I do on every show, I'll go over quickly last week's show. Last week's show was the Battle of Los Angeles, the unexplained aerial bombardment off the coast of Los Angeles in the beginning stages of World War II. Was a great performing show right up there near the top of the shows. Did not break any records, but, you know, records don't always get broken.
What is our greatest show so far?
That would be No One Is Safe.
Oh, I love that
one. No One Is Safe is taking over the most popular show. Now, regarding the Battle of Los Angeles show, the opinions as to what it was flying over the California coast that night were very, very opinionated and very differed. They were divided. The picture that I posted that, if you, as I said before, if you're into ufology, if you have looked into UFOs, you've seen this picture. The picture where the spotlights are converging on a central point, I posted it. And a lot of people say, Tom, I don't see anything. It just looks like a bunch of spotlights converged onto one point. I'll be honest, that's what I see. I don't see an object, but I had other people tell me, Tom, it's right there. You don't see it? People determine and can find what they want in a picture. I don't see anything, but obviously some people do, and that's the quandary of this whole thing is nobody knows what happened on the night of February 25th, 1942. We may never know, but regardless, it was a great show, great response. Thank you to everyone of you that have listened. Now, this week's show has given me issues. There was is a topic that I really want to talk about, but I said I can't. I just can't do it. It's too politically charged. I know where my audience sits now. Most of my audience sits in the realm of the paranormal. However, and I went up to Andrew earlier this week. I said, hey, we're going to do a show on this. Get the notes ready. We'll go from there. Well, I think it was
Friday night,
something happened, and I'm giving it away right now. But something happened that I basically just told myself right then and there, we got to do a show on it. I know Andrew doesn't like the political side of the show because he doesn't understand a lot of it. And he can't understand the bickering between the two sides, which is great. I mean, he's got a very level mind, a very open mind, and he just gets so frustrated. But this is something that affects us all. It's going to be me putting my fearmonger hat on top of my tinfoil hat, on top of my body that's wrapped in tinfoil, because I'm going to bring out some theories that I have that are very, very off the grid. They're not mainstream. They're going to be touchy. I may upset a lot of people, but a lot of people may say, like, yeah, he's absolutely right. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And we are going to find out exactly what has got me so worried, so bothered, and why I think every one of us needs to listen to this segment of the show. So, with that being said, we will be right back. You are listening to Tom and...
The Cosmic Dreamer.
The Cosmic Dreamer. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot,
and the Cosmic Dreamer.
We'll be right back.
I'm the Venus for your Mars. I'm the healing for your scars. I'm the nighttime for your stars. You don't have to look so far. Watering the family tree, ever after happily. If the earth falls to the sea, in your arms is where I'll be.
Join me on September 21st and 22nd, 2018, for an out-of-this-world event. The Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the day listening and learning from all of the special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFOs, sightings, experiences, the contact phenomenon, and more. Be sure to check out their amazing vendor rooms for unique gifts, creative works, psychic readings, and much more to list here. All of this will be taking place at the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Overlooking the largest inland lake in Michigan, not only can you enjoy the UFO convention, but you can enjoy nature. This resort is full of windows, including a walkout balcony. This will be an educational and refreshing event. Lecturers include John Tenney, Andrea Perrin, Bill Konkoleski, Erica Luke, Steve Ward, and Nick Redford. For more information on the resort, go to www.lakesideresortmichigan.com. Again, September 21st and 22nd, 2018, join me and be at the Michigan UFO Contact. Hey, Cosmic Dreamer, have you heard where you can get great music from?
Jamendo.com.
Jamendo.com. If you want great music, go to Jamendo.com. Every piece of music you hear on this show is courtesy of Jamendo.com. I don't care if you like rock, rap, pop, hip-hop, what else, country, classical, folk, whatever you like, Jamendo.com has any genre you can think of. And
Space.
The best part? It's all free. No, they don't have space.
Oh, man.
It's all free. Find music you like. Download it for free. The artists are unsigned and looking to make a name for themselves. Support the artists on Jamendo.com because Jamendo.com supports the Paranormal Patriot.
Oh.
And those may have been the first sounds of World War III.
People are saying there could be a cyber World War III, but that doesn't make any sense.
Well, I think we're on the cusp of World War III. Those were the airstrikes that the United States, Britain, and France lobbed to Syria. That was Friday night, I believe.
Yeah.
And I hemmed and hawed, and I really did not want to do. I actually had a whole segment. The first main crux of the show was going to be about this Syrian conflict, and I decided against it. And Friday night came, and I said, I don't have a choice. I've got to do it. I've got to do something on the show about this. And again, it's going to piss a lot of people off, but I have some views on this that may differ immensely from the majority of the people's views. What you just heard was the first strikes on Syria after Syria's alleged chemical weapon attack. Now, I say alleged chemical attack because the media, the U.S. government, they want us to believe that Bashar al-Assad, who's the president of Syria, they want us to believe that he ordered this attack.
Why would he do that on his own country?
That's the question. Now, keep in mind, this is shortly after Donald Trump has told the world that the United States is going to be pulling out of Syria. The United States pulling out of Syria is a great win for Bashar al-Assad. Why would he do this to his own people and bring the Americans back onto their soil to where they're never going to leave? We've heard this song and dance before. Andrew, I don't even think you were born on the Second Gulf War.
Before 2003? Nope.
It was, what, 2001, 2002 maybe?
Nope.
Nah, No. This was way before. I'm thinking, yeah. This was in the early 90s
when we've
heard this song and dance before, and I drank the Kool-Aid. When we had Colin Powell telling us, Condoleezza Rice telling us that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. They used them on their people. Saddam Hussein was an evil, evil man. And I'm not saying Saddam Hussein was not an evil man, but we didn't have proof that he used chemical weapons. We just went with the narrative. A year ago in 2017, when Donald Trump said, I don't know if we're going to stay in Syria. Well, Bashar al-Assad supposedly performed a chemical attack on his people again.
That makes no sense.
That's the whole point. See, you can see this. It makes no sense why he would do this.
Unless he really hates his country.
Which he doesn't.
Yeah, that makes... Yeah.
Listen, right now, Bashar al-Assad, like him, hate him, indifferent.
Don't know him.
He is in a great position. He is, since Trump took office, ISIS in Syria has been about obliterated and abolished. The rebels, and we'll get into that in a minute, the rebels have been pretty much defeated, and now the Americans are leaving Syria, meaning the Russians who support the Syrian regime right now have free reign. They can do whatever they want. Why would he disrupt that? Well, again, even if he did, do you not think Vladimir Putin's telling him, look, you idiot, you've got everything you got going for you right now. Why would you
back down?
Poison your people? It doesn't make sense why it would happen that way. And again, here is where I piss off a lot of people. I think the U.S. or Britain may have had a hand in this chemical attack. I think, and years ago when I first heard that there's a deep government, a dark government, I laughed. I said, oh, this is America. It doesn't happen that way. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, there is a government within the government that runs this country and runs this world. And they are hell-bent on war. They did this with Saddam Hussein. They fabricated the weapons of mass destruction. They fabricated the fact that Saddam Hussein and Iraq were part of 9/11 when everybody knew that they were not a part of 9/11, but we went there. We didn't go to Saudi Arabia, where a lot of these terrorists supposedly came from. We went to Iraq. Makes no sense. Now we're being told that Al-Assad is this evil, evil monster, and he very well may be. But we really need to look at the facts. There's no reason whatsoever for him to poison his own people, especially in this instance, in this circumstance. He's got everything he needs right now. So for him to poison his people, therefore bringing America back onto the stage, who benefits from that? Well, it's the military-industrial machine of the United States that benefit from it. Because now, after these strikes, after the chemical attack, and prior to these strikes going on, Donald Trump said, hey, we're raining missiles down. And then he retracted that. But everybody knew something's going to happen. We knew the United States was bringing in battleships, and they were bringing in a fighter jet fleet. You knew what was going to go down. Even though Donald Trump retracted his statement, his tweet, you knew that it was only a matter of time before we rained missiles onto these suspected chemical weapons sites. Well, prior to this, the Russian government was saying, look, you have no proof. If you come out and you attack us, that's an act of war. That is an act of aggression. I'm going to tell you right now, everybody, we do not want any part of Syria. And let's think about this. Andrew, you're young, but think about this. What benefit would it be to us in America to wage war against Syria and Russia?
I don't think any, because for one, Russia and Syria combined are a world power. They have more technological advancements, more militia.
It's mostly Russia. I mean, yeah. Syria's riding the coattails, but anybody.
Aren't they allies, though?
Yeah. Syria and Russia are allies at this point, in this juncture. So anybody that is allied with Russia automatically gets a leg up. But think about it. What would we have to benefit for fighting a war in Syria? Now, I've had people say, oh, it's a humanitarian crisis. Okay. Do we go to Yemen and fight a war in Yemen? Because there's starvation happening on a large, humongous scale there, but nobody wants to talk about that. There's a humanitarian crisis in Yemen. There's humanitarian crises everywhere in Africa. Do we fight that? South Africa, the white man and woman, I guess, if you want to be gender specific, are being profiled. They're being basically kicked out of the country. Well, I guess some people could say, hey, turnabout's fair game, but there's a humanitarian crisis in South Africa. Why are we not down there fighting? Why are we picking and choosing our humanitarian crisis? It's because the media and the government are telling us what to choose.
The United States has changed since the 1940s dramatically.
Dramatically. Again, I mentioned it last show. You could not have the generation that grows up today fighting the same type of war, World War III, as the generation that grew up in the 40s did. It's just, it's a completely different generation, and that's what scares me. We are on the cusp of World War III.
I'm just going to say right now, April 18th, if the aliens come, they better show up fast before disaster strikes. I'm just going to say that.
Well, if the aliens are going to come,
if they do,
they better come quick. I have been on this behind this microphone. It's going on almost 4.5, almost 5 years. And I've said some pretty outlandish things that I was pretty convinced were going to happen. I thought Ebola was going to happen. I thought we were going to get drilled by Comet Ison.
No idea what that is.
But I really, truly think we are on the verge of World War III. Russia is not playing around. And this is what I don't get. The Democrats want to say Trump colluded with Russia. So they're out there saying, oh, he's colluding with Russia. Russia's his best friend. Russia helped him win the election. And now you've got these same liberals saying, Trump's going to get us all killed because he's going to war against Russia. Well, wait a minute. I thought he was Russia's friend. You can't have it both ways. You've got Bernie Sanders out there saying that what President Trump did was an illegal act because he didn't consult Congress before he launched missiles into Syria. Nobody seemed to question President Obama doing that, did they? Again, there's a double standard. And at this point, the reason I'm saying this is the double standard, the partisan politics has to end now. Everybody needs to be on the same page. The problem is you're seeing a growing number of Republicans and a growing number of Democrats becoming on the same page, calling for war.
United States needs to stop lying to us and actually give us the truth.
That'll never happen.
Yeah, I know, but
never, never happen. As I mentioned, and this is a learning point for you, Andrew, we elected Donald Trump as president. Donald Trump pledged to drain the swamp. And what that means is get rid of all the bought and paid for politicians, ones that come into office and say one thing, but once they get into Washington, they have these lobbyist people that have their own desires, saying if you're a cigarette lobbyist, you want cigarettes to be legal, you want them to be affordable, and you know everybody can get them. So you pay off these politicians. You give the politicians a lot of money so they can say, I have no problem with cigarettes. Do what you want to do, whatever. He is trying to rid the swamp, get rid of the corrupt politicians, the ones that will lie, cheat, and steal their way to office. He's trying to get rid of that. He's being fought every step of the way. I truly believe the quote-unquote deep government, dark government, whatever you want to call it, is behind this rocket, this missile attack in Syria. They want war in Syria. They want chaos in the world. That's why Vietnam happened.
It's like teasing, like your siblings teasing them, like the United States is teasing Russia, saying, I want war.
Yes, I honestly don't think Russia wants war. But the thing is, think about it this way. You have people, just a handful of people in public office that are saying, deciding whether or not this country is going to go to war. Do you want war?
No. I don't want to be part of this.
Most of the people in this country would not want a war.
No.
But they don't care. They have their own intentions, they have their own desires, and they have their own pocketbook to think of. So what you and I and the majority of Americans believe and want is irregardless. It doesn't matter to them. They are going to make war.
So everyone's going their own way?
These politicians are going the way of war. That's how these politicians make a ton of money. It's power to them. The United States is no longer, when we vote somebody in, we are voting them in to represent us in Washington. In other words, these politicians are supposed to get back into their district. So whatever congressman or congresswoman in Washington who represents our area in Owosso, they're supposed to, because we voted them in, we are the majority, they are supposed to find out how we want him to vote, him or her to vote. And then they would vote accordingly based on the views and the desires of his constituents, which would be you and I, correct?
Yes.
They aren't doing it. They want you to believe. They will tell you what they want you to hear, what you want to hear. They will, during the campaign trail, when they're trying to get elected, if your goal is to have the moon colonized by 2020,
Saturn. Whatever.
They will tell you, all right, we can do that. We can colonize Saturn. Absolutely. By 2020, we'll make it happen. So you're going to vote for that guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He gets into office, gets into Washington.
And he lies to you.
He doesn't care. He has his own agenda. And that's what we are dealing with right now. A handful of politicians.
Basically, they're luring you into a trap.
They are. And this is a trap. A handful of politicians are basically deciding whether you and I live or die. Because in this age of nuclear proliferation, we have nuclear weapons all over this. I guarantee you there are nuclear weapons in Russia pointed at Michigan right now. Guaranteed. We have Detroit, who would be the absolute hub of the war machine, just like it was in World War II. World War II, Detroit built tanks. They built everything. They built planes.
Dang.
So if you are the enemy, what would you do? You'd take out the ways of making war machines, correct?
Yeah, you take out their supplies.
You take out their supplies. You take out their means of production. So we have missiles pointed at us right now. We have just poked the bear.
Yeah, exactly. Just
teasing
them.
We have poked that Russian bear by dropping missiles in Syria over something that we, and it has been admitted now, we can't even guarantee that Al-Assad had anything to do with this chemical attack. So where Trump was during his campaign saying, we need to get out of Syria, we need to get out of Syria, he has basically entrenched us into Syria now. When the fighting starts, the first Russian or the first American soldier killed by either Russia or the United States just automatically brings about a warlike attitude. Let's go into real quick. I got to find it here. Let's go into if World War II was to start now. World War II has already started.
Yeah,
do you know the difference between Axis and Allies? Who was the Axis power in World War II?
The enemies.
Who were they?
Russia, Germany, can't think of the other one.
Japan.
Yeah, Japan.
Italy.
Italy. I didn't know Italy.
Italy was because they weren't in the war long, but Russia was actually an ally.
Oh, he was an ally. Oh, yeah. That's
Russia
right.
And the United States were actually allies. We hated each other. But we had a common dislike towards Germany, so it made us allies. When World War III starts, right now, the sides, it looks like, would be on this. It would be the United States, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Spain, Israel, Australia, Japan, Turkey, which surprises the living daylights out of me.
What?
Saudi Arabia and Canada. Those would be, in World War II terms, the Allies. The Axis powers would be Syria, Iran, and the two that scare the living daylights out of me, Russia and China.
What about North Korea?
North Korea, I'm sure, would be on the Russian side.
See, we have a lot of allies, but the Axis powers have more nuclear
bombs. Well, you've got China and Russia. That's a big enemy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go into this much, much deeper, but then again, I don't. We are being lied to. We are being told that chemical weapons, this is a common theme. We've heard chemical weapons.
We have the right to know the truth.
We have the right, but our government will not give us the truth because they know if we knew the truth, it would not conform to what they want to accomplish.
Power's taken over.
That's exactly the word. Everybody in Washington is power hungry. And this is what it is. Power. We're being lied to. We're being manipulated.
Brainwashed.
However you want to call it. We've been given this song and dance before. We've been given this song and dance with Saddam Hussein. We've been given this song and dance with Muammar Gaddafi. Remember, Muammar Gaddafi, if they've taught this to you, which I doubt they've taught it to you.
Nope.
1980s, Muammar Gaddafi was a huge proponent of terrorism. Ronald Reagan, one of the best presidents ever, had enough, and he bombed the living daylights out of that country.
Dang.
You didn't hear a word from Muammar Gaddafi again. He knew, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not messing with these guys anymore. And he grew his country into a pretty prosperous place. It was pretty, nobody ever heard from Libya again. But during the Obama administration, we saw it fit for regime change and were trumping, pardon my pun, but were trumping up charges in making false accusations against Muammar Gaddafi. Well, the people of Libya, they bought that. They drank the Kool-Aid. They found Muammar Gaddafi and killed him. And that led to a power vacuum. And now Iraq, now Libya, they are shells of a country of what they were. The countries that we, quote unquote, liberate, which we have no business liberating because, listen, Iraq does nothing for us. When we liberate Iraq, it does nothing for us. The lives lost in Iraq, the ambassadors and the soldiers lost in Libya, what did we gain out of it? Nothing. The people over there hate us because we are looked at as the infidels. We're looked at as the, you know, the people that came in and took over and destroyed their country. We wanted an Arab Spring in Egypt. We put in a Muslim Brotherhood leader who has completely changed the face of that country in Egypt. Everywhere we go where we quote-unquote liberate these Middle Eastern countries, we leave them worse off than they were. And that's what's happening in Syria. We have no business being in Syria. Now, this is coming from me. This may not come from my listeners. But I want the people of Russia to know, the government of Russia to know, that regardless of my government's actions, most people in America do not support what we have done. We don't want any part of Syria. But for some reason, we are becoming part of Syria. And I believe, again, it's because of the deep state. There's a government within our government that is hell-bent on war. They were hell-bent on war in Vietnam. So what did they do? They gave us a false flag incident of the Gulf of Tonkin. John Bolton, who is the new, I believe, Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense. I can't remember what the heck he is, but...
Defense, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, Secretary of Defense, John Bolton. He was one of the authors of the New American Dawn that a year prior to 9/11 stated, in order to get into the Middle East, we have to make a new Pearl Harbor. What happened a year later? We had 9/11, another false flag incident. The government knows, in order to get the country's sentimental value up, in order to have them agree with what they want to do, there has to be a life-changing and just a horrific event to change their mind. Why do you think the media has pictures of children dead in the arms of their parents from an alleged chemical attack? Because it tugs at our heartstrings. You don't want to see that. And when you see that, you're like, oh my gosh, this has got to stop. But you have to ask yourself, did it benefit the Saudi or the Syrian government to poison its own people? Or would it benefit another country to do that? Again, Occam's razor. The most logical answer is usually the correct answer.
Okay, so we're talking about the United States. What about the France and Britain, who are also in on this?
They are all part of this deep government. It's more of a worldwide government. They call it the New World Order. Think about it. Occam's razor. You are President al-Assad in Syria. The United States has pretty much obliterated ISIS. you don't have to worry about them anymore. The rebels are pretty much obliterated. You have free reign. You've essentially won, and then all of a sudden Donald Trump says, you know, we're going to get out of Syria. Why? Why would you provoke an international outrage by poisoning your own people?
I don't know.
It makes no sense. So you've got to throw that outcome out because you got to throw that. It just doesn't make sense. So you go to the next one. Somebody wants war with Syria. So they have produced a chemical attack on, and made it look like the Syrian president produced this attack on his own people. It's propaganda. You know, let's, before we stop this segment, let's ask ourselves, who are these quote-unquote Syrian rebels that the United States is backing? Nobody really knows. Because they really haven't identified themselves, but for all intents and purposes, they're Al-Qaeda. So the same Al-Qaeda that was behind supposedly 9/11, we are now supplying again ammunition, weapons, and training in Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. Something's amiss. Something smells in Denmark.
What does Russia think about all this? I know
Russia,
they're probably mad.
Russia is furious.
Yeah.
Russia has basically said there are consequences coming, and that's what scares me, and that leads me to my last part of this segment, is now that the bombs have dropped, what next? Russia's pissed. Russia is beyond pissed. They warned us prior to this. You have no proof. You have no basis to respond with an attack on Syria, and yet we did it anyway. So now Russia is basically prepping for war. They are telling, the Russian government is telling its citizens to stock up on food and buy gas masks. They have 1,800 miles of bomb shelters in Russia.
Damn.
They are training for war in Russia. Because right now, Russia is ready to go to war.
And what about the United States? I don't think we're completely ready.
We're not ready. We cannot fight Russia. And that, again, that's not a knock on our men and women in uniform. But listen, the previous administration completely decimated our military. I remember hearing from soldiers that said, look, when we came back from the Middle East, we had to give our guns to the next group going out because we didn't have enough.
Oh, wow.
Our Navy is at pre-World War II levels. We don't have the machinery. We don't have the technology that the Russians do. That's why I say we do not want to get into this fight. We just don't, because this is not a fight we're going to win, and there's going to be a lot of innocent lives lost. Let me know what you think.
I want to go to space.
Well,
I don't want to deal with any of this.
This is a reality. And unfortunately, I've said it many, many times, we are humans and we love war.
I hate war, though.
It makes no sense because, as I mentioned, we have a handful of people who are deciding whether or not we live or die. Simple. Until these handful of people either are removed or get the snot beat out of them to the point that they understand that they should not and will not have that type of power over everybody else, this is the way it's going to be.
We're screwed.
Right now, there are a handful of people that were supposedly, and maybe even not, elected by us to voice our opinions on matters that relate to us. And those opinions are being thrown out the window because they have a different agenda in mind. Let me know what you think. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. You can contact me on minds.com or Facebook. Let me know what you think.
Cosmic Dreamer at something, something, something.
We'll get you an email address.
Yay.
Yeah. Let me know what you think. Are we right on the cusp of World War II, World War III? I asked a question on my own personal Facebook page. A lot of people say, yeah, we're right there. It's happening. I had one person say it has been going on. World War III has been going on for a long time. Then I had one jackass, you know who you are, because I think you listen to the show, saying, well, you thought the Chinese space station was going to crash into Michigan, so I wouldn't think anything else of you.
Oh,
idiot.
My gosh.
Anyway, so let me know what you think. Are we on the cusp of World War III? Are you afraid? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty afraid right now. I am really afraid of what's going to happen in the future. I'm taking my fearmonger hat off right now. We're going to come back and we're going to do news in review. Or week in the, what is it? Week in review with the Paranormal Patriot.
And the Cosmic Dreamer.
And the Cosmic Dreamer. So sit back,
you're
gonna relax,
have to keep on saying that.
Open your mind. We will be right back. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot with
the Cosmic Dreamer
and the guy with the regular name, Tom Black. We'll be right back.
Let me break this down. I'm taking you for granted.
Attention all fans of the paranormal and paranormal groups in the Michigan area. Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention will be June 29th and 30th, 2018 at the Grand Haven Community Center, 421 Columbus in Grand Haven, Michigan. Do you want to show off your team? How about networking with other teams? Whether your specialty is in the field of ghosts and spirits, Bigfoot, UFOs, or even cryptozoology, the people at Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention want you here to network with other groups and show your investigation and evidence to the public. If your group is involved in the paranormal and you want your group's voice heard, then you need to be here. Network with other Michigan teams. Show off some of your investigations and evidence, or simply come out to check out our new equipment, techniques, or just come out to listen to some of our speakers. Booth spaces are limited and first come, first serve. Check for convention updates at graspp.org or email them at debunkers@gsapp.info for more details. Pricing will be available soon. So remember, for those of you who are in the paranormal field, June 29th and 30th in Grand Haven, Michigan, Michigan's Ghost Coast Paranormal Convention.
He used to hold the doors for all the girls, but Mr. Go Boy ain't no good no more. He used to apologize when he was wrong, but Mr. Go Boy ain't no good no more. I said, yeah, oh, Mr. Good Boy ain't no good no more. He used to write a letter to proclaim his love, but Mr. Good Boy ain't no good no more. He used to buy her flowers, call her his dove, but Mr.
Hey, Cosmic Dreamer.
Yeah.
So if you were in the cosmos and you were just sitting around and wanted some good music to listen to, where would you get it from?
I'd probably go to Jamendo.
Jamendo.com. You know, we do that on Earth, too. They must be galaxy-wide.
I guess so.
Yeah. Awesome. So if you're looking for great music for free, no charge, you need to go to Jamendo.com.
Oh,
are now listening to The Week in Review with the Paranormal Patriot.
Okay, let's loosen things up a little bit. Last segment was really depressing, so let's start The Week in Review with the Atlantic Ocean. It appears that the Atlantic Ocean's currents are the most sluggish that they have been in the last 1,000 years. And what does that mean? That means our weather patterns are altered. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean global warming really isn't affected by man? It's affected by the planet and outside sources?
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Yes, that's exactly what it means. I read an article about the Atlantic Ocean current being the most sluggish it's been in 1,000 years. And they made it sound like it's never happened before. This is just like every other climate change situation. Anything to do with the climate, anything to do with the planet, it's all cyclical. Hey, it may have taken 1,000 years to do this, but guess what, people? 1,000 years ago, it did it. It's on a 1,000-year cycle. The currents affect our weather. The currents affect the temperature. Oh, let's talk about the temperature. Andrew, how's April been in Michigan?
April's been very cold.
It's been horrible. We're in the middle, as we record this right now, in the middle of an ice storm. There is about a quarter inch of ice on everything outside.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
This is the middle of April. We have been frigid. We should be running between 55 and 60 degrees now. The last couple days, we have been in the 30s. We had one day of about 65.
Then it just dropped immediately.
It just dropped like a rock. God looked at it and said, oh, heck no. Nope, you're not getting warm. Boom. Let's jump back a couple episodes and ask ourselves, could this have to do with the sun's energy?
The solar minimum?
The solar minimum.
That's Ooh. What I was going to say.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody remember the Chinese space station that was going to crash into the northern sections of the hemisphere? Why didn't they know where it was going to go?
Probably because of the wind?
No, because, well, kind of. It's because of the sun's energy. The sun's energy affects everything on this planet. Well, because the sun's energy was so weak, they couldn't determine where it was going to hit. So everybody was saying, hey, if you're above this 43-degree plane in the northern hemisphere, you're going to get hit. Anybody want to get? Where did it land?
It landed way out in the Pacific Ocean.
By Brazil.
I know.
That is nowhere near the 43rd North parallel. So the solar winds, the solar energy are affecting this. Add into it the fact that the currents of the Atlantic, which I'm sure somewhere down the line, somebody's going to say, well, the man-made currents, there's too many boats in the water, so therefore it's affecting the current.
No.
It's all natural. It's getting colder here. It's getting warmer in Europe. It's natural cyclical movement. It happens. Hey, remember the last couple weeks I said the Chicago Batman apparently moved on?
Yeah, it's back.
I'm wrong. Yeah, it's back. I'm sorry, I almost called you Andrew. Cosmic Dreamer.
Thank you.
You got a couple stories here about the Chicago Batman for us?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's hear them.
On Tuesday, April 10th, 2018, at approximately 8:30 p.m. Central Time, a woman and her partner were in the area of South University Avenue and East 72nd Street, which is in the Woodmont community, picking up their daughter, when they both noticed a huge dark winged being gliding overhead. The being was at an approximate altitude of 50 feet or so, and it was swiftly gliding north towards downtown Chicago. They watched the being until it was shielded by trees. The area was well lit by the streetlights. It made no sound and never flapped its wings. Both witnesses agreed and described the being as an owl man, with a wingspan of at least 15 feet and a thin human-like body of approximately 6 feet in length. They could not see ahead, but did notice appendages underneath. The wings were shaped like an owl, which the witnesses have seen in the neighborhood. They empathetically stated that this was not an owl or any other bird. They were well aware of blue herons and sandhill cranes, since they are both lifelong residents of the Chicago metro area, and that there is no chance that this was one of those creatures. As soon as they arrived home, which was less than a block away from where they observed the being, they Googled human bird in Chicago. Both seemed nervous and confused by what they saw. Neither witnesses was aware of the previous sightings in the Chicago metro area since early 2017.
So these, well, I don't know if they're ladies or if it's a man and a woman, but these witnesses saw what they are calling an owl man, 15 feet wingspan.
Dang.
Aside from the wingspan, everything else matches every single Chicago Batman story that has come out prior to this. But yet, don't you have another one?
Yes, I do.
All right. Let's hear the other one.
I was driving down Lake Street and had just turned off Central Avenue, so it was between Austin Avenue and Lake Street, near the Chicago/Oak Park border, last night shortly after 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Anyways, I was heading west, and just slightly to my north, I saw this massive thing in the air. It kind of swooped behind an apartment building, so my view was blocked. I only saw it for maybe 8 to 10 seconds, but it was enough to leave me absolutely stunned. I grew up in Chicago and had never seen anything like that before in the city. My first reaction was maybe it was something that escaped from a wildlife rescue, but this thing was massive, like easily over 10 feet wide. Now that I know I'm not crazy and other people have seen it, I feel better. Like, for real, it was huge. I have never seen a bird that large before. I spent time in the Army and was military police, and this thing was no drone, that's for sure. I keep trying to come up with any logical explanation for what I saw last night, but I'm completely baffled.
So there's another Batman sighting. Again, military man, military police, knows it's not a drone. Apparently, the Batman of Chicago, he's still around. So I love the state I live in. I don't love it right now. It's too damn cold, too damn icy. But I really, truly love the state I live in. I have been singing the praises of Detroit in its rebound for years now. However, I got to call a spade, man. I got to call them out. The Detroit public schools have been rated the worst schools in the country.
What?
Wow. I want you guys to realize that in the city of Detroit, eighth graders, what grade are you in, Andrew?
Eighth
grade. 4% of the students are not advanced. They're proficient in math and reading. 4%.
Wow.
How do you call yourself a teacher?
I don't know.
This is a severe blow to Detroit, because if I'm thinking of moving to Detroit and I have kids, I'm thinking differently now, because I know they're not going to get the education that they deserve.
So you're saying eighth graders don't know fractions?
Don't know basic math. I'm not talking fractions and algebra. I'm talking basic math. They just don't know basic math. Addition, subtraction, multiplication,
what?
They don't know it. Only 4% know it, and 4% can read at an eighth grade level.
That's
sad.
Pretty bad.
Sad, sad. All right, here's one right up the Cosmic Dreamer's alley.
Yeah.
April 2018 in Hawaii. I want to play for you a strange sound that was recorded in the sky. Here it is from Hawaii in 2018, this past month. Let me know what you think.
Sounds like Godzilla.
Kind of does. I have no idea what that could be. To the Cosmic Dreamer's point, it almost sounds like Godzilla. At points, it sounds like there's a choir in the sky.
It's keep like in a mind, mixture.
It sounds eerie. I don't even know, but keep in mind that during the course of this video, it's just this person's panning the horizon with his camera. And
just like everyone else would do.
Yeah, it's like every other video. So these noises are still here. They're not going away.
Maybe it's the sounds that the aliens are coming that... like.
Oh, that's right. What day was it?
April 18th, 2018.
Oh, that would be... a couple days
Wednesday.
From now, Wednesday the 18th, are the aliens coming?
Watch the skies.
Watch them. Who knows? Cosmic Dreamer.
Thank you.
Is all over April 18th.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be disappointed, but
I can hear you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What do you think?
All right. Oh, well. Regardless, I think you're going to be disappointed. We'll see. Either we're going to be very surprised, or I'm going to be sitting in your face when I get home from work going, ha ha.
It's not the first time, yep, so.
It won't be the last. Alrighty, so that'll be the show for this week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Thank you for sharing the show.
Thank you for supporting the Cosmic Dreamer name.
Thank you for... I can't even say it. Thank you for making my life a living hell now with the Cosmic Dreamer. This week's poll question is going to be very simple. Do you think that the attack on Syria by the United States, Great Britain, and France is a prelude and a precursor to World War III? Simple yes or a simple no will suffice.
Or simple, I want to go to space.
That will not be an option.
Oh, man.
Not an option, because we don't have the ability to go to space right now unless you're part of the secret space program, which we are not.
I could be.
But you're not. So.
I could be. You never know.
I know. All right. Thank you for listening to the show. Please remember to share the show. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. We'll get the Cosmic Dreamer's email up and going here pretty soon.
Yeah.
So you can make fun of him. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This has been your host wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez.
And I am the Cosmic Dreamer.
We will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. The Paranormal Patriot is out.
And me.
Out.
No. I've seen the other side, and I lost so many there. Daddy, he was waiting finally without a care. He told me to have faith, faith that could return. He told me I'd be better.